VoiceTube Studio presents your favorite daily pronunciation challenge show. Join us now and improve your English listening and speaking skills. My name is Ingrid, and you're listening to VoiceTube's Pronunciation Challenge. What's up, VoiceTubers? My name is Ingrid, and you're listening to today's Pronunciation Challenge. When I was young, I was always curious about my classmates' handwriting. I would admire them and try to imitate their handwriting. I think they're prettier than mine. My handwriting is quite messy and uncontrolled. 或是可以说很有创意啦。<laughs> But in my defense, it's still readable, okay? What is your handwriting like? Do you write small or little? Do your words lean to a certain side? In today's video, the speaker talks about what handwriting can say about your personality. I think while some of them are quite accurate, some of them are questionable to me, but to verify the accuracy, you have to go see it for yourself. But before you do that, let's practice today's sentence. While a wide left margin shows that you are keen to move on from your past, to embrace the future, and be open to new experiences. Okay, one more time, this time a little bit slower. While a wide left margin shows that you are keen to move on from your past, to embrace the future, and be open to new experiences. 这就是今天的句子。接下来我们来看今天的 pronunciation tips。首先 while 可以做一个连音 while 的 le 跟 a 有一个了的感觉。while wide left 这边的 left 它的 ft 第一个部分先用牙齿跟下嘴唇发出 f 的音，再来呢嘴巴接着用舌头点上颚一下发出 t left left， 再来 margin。Margin 这边的 I 呢是 a 的音，短的 a， 有点像 gen 的感觉。Margin, margin, left margin shows that you are 这边 shows that 有点难发，因为它 s 之后就要接 th 就是把舌头放在牙齿中间。Shows that you are 这边的 you are 可以做连音 your shows that you're keen 这边的 keen 两个 e 连在一起发长的 e 的音，最后发鼻音 n keen shows that you're keen to move on 这边的 move 的 ve 跟 on 可以连在一起 move on to move on from your past to embrace 这边的 em 发 im e 发 e 的音 im embraceThe future and be open, 这边 be open 可以连在一起 and be open to new experiences. 那这个 experiences 可以分音节念，最后的 es 记得要发 ，OK， 记得要加那个 s， OK， experiences. 好，这就是今天的 pronunciation tips， 大家记得要多练习。那最后我们再把这句话念一遍。While a wide left margin shows that you are keen to move on from your past, to embrace the future, and be open to new experiences. Okay guys, now it's time for today's vocabulary. The first vocabulary of the day is margin. Margin. Margin 是名词，它有两个意思。第一个呢是指页边的空白，或者是白边。第二个呢是指边，或者是圆，或是边缘。那我们来举两个例子。第一个 She drew some patterns to fill up the empty margins of the page to make it look pretty. 她在页边空白处填满了花纹，让它看起来更漂亮。第二个例子 The government is trying to improve medical care for those living on the margins of society. 政府试图改善生活在社会边缘的人的医疗资源。接下来我们来看一个片语 Be keen to后面加一件事情 ，be keen to， 它的意思呢是热衷的、热心的或是渴望的。For example, after 2 weeks of quarantine life, they were very keen to get back to work as soon as possible. 经过了两个礼拜的居家隔离生活，他们希望可以越快回去工作越好。那当 keen 单独出现的时候呢，它是形容词，意思是强烈的、激烈的、敏锐的。Keen For example, I have a keen sense of smell since I have bad eyesight. 因为我的视觉不好，所以我的嗅觉很敏锐。接下来也是一个片语 ,move on, move on。它的意思是接受现实，准备好接受新的体验，开始新的活动。For example, my friend told me the sooner you start dating another guy, the faster you move on from the relationship. 我的朋友跟我说，你越快和另外一个男生开始交往，就会越快走出那段感情。不知道大家觉得这是不是真的？我觉得，不一定啦，要看人。好，接下来我们来看下一个单字 ,embrace, embrace。Embrace 可以当动词，也可以当名词。当它是动词的时候呢，意思有两种。第一个呢是抱或是拥抱。那抱跟拥抱呢，也可以衍生出另一个意思，也就是欣然接受或是乐意采纳。我们来举个例子 ：I thought the manager was going to decline our new idea. To my surprise, he embraced it right away.我以为主管会拒绝我们的新点子，但令我惊讶的是，他竟然立刻欣然接受了。那当 embrace 当名词的时候呢，它就是单纯指抱或是拥抱，比如说一个拥抱就是 an embrace。那我们来举一个例句 ：The first thing I did when I met my pen pal for the first time was to give her a warm embrace。我第一次与笔友见面做的第一件事情就是给她一个温暖的拥抱。Okay guys, that's it for today's pronunciation challenge. If you are curious about what your handwriting style says about you, go watch the video. And remember, don't forget to leave a comment and a recording. My name is Ingrid, and I'll see you next time.